It is 9:48. This morning is flown by here at McDonald's in Wadhams. All new, big grand reopening week this week, and still some fun to get in on over the next few days. Make sure you check it out. It's really cool. This is serendipitous. This is, and I wish that I had made the connection and realized. Jeff Barron stopped by. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You have put together the Barones and Friends Christmas CD. How many of these have you done? You've done, this is not your first, right?
No, we did the first one in 2012, and then I wasn't sure if I was going to do it again because of the amount of work involved. And then last year, my wife kind of pushed me, and we started December 1st and had it on the market by the 15th, so we decided this year to start a little bit earlier, and we actually had them for sale for about the last week now.
All right, very good. And here's the cool thing, and I just didn't realize you dropped in because I told you, hey, we're going to be at McDonald's, stop by if you can. And I invited Tracy Willard to stop by and talk about the video about Hunter House being on YouTube. She said, well, great, I didn't know you guys were going to show up at the same time, nor did I know that proceeds from the CD are going to benefit Hunter Hospitality House.
Well, maybe there's a little divine intervention going on here is the only thing
maybe
I can
is.
Figure. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, initially when we did this, it was just to have fun, okay? And we had so much fun that my wife, who is really the incubus behind this, kind of pushed me last year to do it again, partially because she uses it as a way to give presents out at work. She gives a copy to everybody. And also, she really liked the finished product. So last year, we ran one through real quick at the end of the year. Literally started the recording, I think, December 1st, and we were done about the 15th, and we still managed to sell, oh, I think about 180 of them. And what we did last year and again this year is we asked the performers to nominate a local charity. And then after we got the nominations in, we had the performers vote on which charity would get all the money. And we gave 100% of the proceeds the first year to the Red Kettle campaign. Last year, I'm losing it here. Last year we gave it all to Toys for Tots, the local chapter, and this year they unanimously both nominated and voted for the Hunter Hospitality House.
Outstanding. When did you start recording these Christmas songs?
Well, fortunately, a couple of them were done last January, and then the few that were done not out of our garage studio were done in their homes over the summer, and then we actually started recording, I think, early December this year, and we were done the day after Thanksgiving.
It's a lot of work, but how much fun is it to put together a CD like this?
There's two parts of it. First of all, it gets me and my wife away from the Ticket for a Ride game and gets us doing something else because we literally both fund this and produce them in our living room. The cover, the whole nine yards is done, and we're wearing our PC out doing it, I think. But my wife and I enjoy each other's company, so it gets us together. And the second thing is it's a lot of fun for the contributing musicians because they feel good about what they've done. In a lot of cases, we get people that have never met together in the studio to do various songs, and the fellowship that comes out of that is pretty overwhelming, frankly.
Who are some of the artists that are featured here?
Oh, gosh, you're cheating because you've got my copy and I can't read from it, but I'll look real carefully. And all in all, there are 48 artists, performers on this. There's Nate Dauphiné did the cover art. Actually, this is totally original by Nate. And then my nephew, Craig Desjardins, builds the actual jacket for us. But we start out with a band called I'm With Molly. We follow it up with Raven Ray. These are all local organizations or groups. After that, it's Missy Campo and her 9- and 12-year-old son. And I put together a choir we call the Choir Bonesteel, which is 10 friends that learned a very obscure song called Bearing Good News that none of them ever heard, and most of them had never met each other. And by the time we were done with that, there was a lot of hugging and crying going on. It was a very nice night. And then, of course, the Barones has to do at least one song, so we're on there. Blue Light Specials, Brianna Wilkinson, who has a beautiful voice and actually wrote an original song after leaving the studio one night. Sadat, who owns The Raven, also did a song. The Days, which are the incubators of the Tom Toms, both Chris and his sister Elena came in. The Heritage String Band did a piece because they're longtime friends and sort of icons in the music area in this area. Little Big Band did a tune. A group I call the Bonesteel Angels, and when you hear that song, you'll see why I called them angels. The Wellingtons, which is the core of Fifth Avenue. My son Jake wrote a song on Thanksgiving that was so pretty we had to make sure it made it on here. And then if you haven't heard of him, Jimmy DeHano is a nationally renowned flat picker that actually did a song just special for this too, a special rendition that we finish it up with because it's just so darn good.
Wow. That's a diverse group of artists. I mean, it's not just like, oh, here's these people. They always play at the same place at the same time. You know who they are. These are a really diverse group of performers.
Right now we have 22 bands that want to be on next year's already without even asking anybody.
See what,
and
you
we're
started?
Starting. Yeah, I know. You know, somebody's got to be that guy. But we're talking about maybe doing a 2 CD set next year.
Oh, why
actually.
Not? Absolutely. Everybody loves Christmas music, and we've got some great local artists. The proceeds go to benefit Hunter Hospitality House. So where can somebody go to get this Christmas CD?
Thanks for asking. Well, first of all, I've forced all the performers to drag around a pile with them wherever they go. But in terms of establishments, Ted Smith at the Imprint House has a stack of them. Sadat down at the Raven has a pile. Wolverine's Market, Lynch's Irish Tavern, Portyard Music Supply, Portyard Music, Chef Shell, and the Citadel Stage has some. And then I'm going to go out and strong arm a few other of my local business friends to see if they'll sell them. But right now that's the list. And I've been pretty much advertising this on Facebook.
At the low, low price of?
$10, and all $10 goes to the Hunter Hospitality House.
Outstanding stuff. Can you, on Monday, you still going to plan on bringing some performers
in? A matter of fact, we're going to bring in Jack and Alyssa Wellington, newly married,
great,
which are the beginning of the Fifth Avenue. And she wrote a song a couple of years ago that she'd never put out or published, and we put it on here, and it's really cute. We really like it.
Cool. So they're going to be in on Monday on the morning show, and they'll perform for us. Jeff, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Paul, we appreciate your support. You're a good man, and the community's better off because of a guy like you, sir.
Don't say that. Thank you very much. 5 minutes now before 10 o'clock as we wrap things up here at McDonald's in Wadham. Stop on by. They've got lots of cool things going on the next few days, and we're going to wrap things up here from McDonald's on WPHM. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday morning, on the morning show.